I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, talking about disabilities.
Mark Aronoff is a linguist at Stony Brook University on Long Island, New York. He says over the last 20 years, it's become difficult to find a more taboo subject in American society than disability. As evidence, he cites the discomfort that many people have in finding neutral words to talk about disability without offending anyone.
In fact, in an essay last week in the Chronicle of Higher Education, Professor Aronoff said that when it comes to terminology, disability is now at the point that race was 50 years ago when he was a child.
So what's happened is that words that 50 years ago were perfectly acceptable words have become unacceptable words. Like crippled, we had hospitals for crippled children, and that was perfectly normal discourse. You could say so-and-so was crippled by polio.
What about the word disabled? Is that a word that doesn't work?
I don't know, but it's, and what struck me, I guess, was I had that little anecdote in the story about accessible.
Right. Why don't you tell us about that?
It happened to be in California, but it could be anywhere else. I'm approaching a men's room, and there's a sign next to it that says, nearest accessible restrooms on the third floor. And as I'm walking in, I said to myself, well, accessible to whom? I mean, this restroom is accessible. And then I realized that what they meant was disabled accessible, but they didn't want to even use the word.
So it's euphemistically, they call it accessible.
Right, but what's happened is that the greatest euphemism is simply not saying the word at all.
You say here the disability taboo is part of a larger societal trend to taboo all perceived human defects.
Right, right. And we all have defects, right? It seems to me that on the one hand, we are trying to be a much more inclusive society. I know even here on campus, for example, we have students with severe physical disabilities that in earlier times would have prevented them from getting a college education. On the other hand, we're bombarded with these images of physical perfection, David Beckham and Posh.
I think it's interesting here. You talk about a family of euphemisms.
Right.
You talk about people living with X.
Right.
Talk about that construction.
Right. So it's like a little formula. Right, so that it's people living with AIDS, people living with mental retardation, people living with cancer, whatever you want them to be living with. I call it a family of euphemisms in the sense that it's kind of an open-ended formula that allows you to euphemize about any of these conditions.
Well, now, I suppose activists would point out the long history of discrimination against people with disabilities or certain diseases, and that they might ask, well, what right does someone who is not disabled have writing something like this or challenging what might be seen as an attempt to be more sensitive in describing people who are in that condition?
I wasn't trying to pass judgment on people's use of these euphemisms, whether they were good or bad. All that I was trying to point out is that they are euphemisms. I do research on sign language. And deaf people want to be called deaf. They don't want to be called hearing impaired. And that was a long struggle for them, because for them, by not calling them deaf, you were trying to euphemize them away.
What you're noticing, do you feel that we have gone so far to the political correctness that we're afraid to even broach a subject? Or do you feel that because the communities that are empowered, that want to be known as who they are,
uh-huh,
we're coming back a little bit to a more central position in which we're able to talk?
That from in public discourse, I mean, outside maybe these small communities of activists, this particular topic of disability is becoming more and more difficult to talk about.
Mark Aronoff is a linguistics professor and associate provost at Stony Brook University, part of the State University of New York. The Chronicle of Higher Education published his article in the July 27th issue of the Chronicle Review.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Archives are online at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.